What if you're right? And he was just another nice guy. What if you're right? What if it's true? They say the cross will only make a fool of you.
It's 7:39. This is Faith Radio Mornings. And what do we do when people ask us those tough questions, and they're asking maybe those skeptical questions about our faith, about what we believe? Do we run away? Do we have an answer? Can we really defend our faith? Well, we thought this would be, again, another opportunity right now to just really dig into that. I want to welcome in to the studio Rick Mattson. He's an apologetic specialist for InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, and he's based in McAllister College in St. Paul when he's in the Twin Cities. Brand new book, Faith is Like Skydiving and Other Memorable Images for Dialogue with Seekers and Skeptics. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning. Good to be here.
That's a great title.
Yeah, it is. Thanks. Congratulations on the new book.
Yeah, appreciate that.
You were working
that.
On this, I think, the last time we had you in. So
it took a year and a half to get that thing cranked out.
Oh, wow.
It's a big project.
Yeah. It's good.
Well, take us back a bit. I think it was late 1970s, perhaps, where you had a conversation with somebody that changed your life, really, right?
Yeah, late 1970s, I was in a band with my brothers. We were doing well. We had a good family, grew up in southern Minnesota, and it was a wonderful life, really. Yet there was an element missing to it as well, and that is God. And I had a vague belief in God, but I never really closed the loop on that, never really came to a full faith until mid-70s, I guess, about 1976. My pal Dave Musser shared Christ with me. And whatever these guys had, I needed, because I was majoring in sarcasm and despair. That was my major, and they were majoring in joy and caring for other people, and I knew I needed that in my life, and so I accepted Christ, and it's been different ever since.
Well, God's using you in an amazing way. I want to dig into some of the great questions that are asked and just get these responses as well, but I have to ask, have you ever jumped out of a plane? With the title of the book, I just have to know.
Sure.
No, and I joke with my wife, Sharon. She's willing to do it sometime, and I said, just don't tell me when you're going to do it, because I don't even want to know. No,
and
I'm
you're
totally
not gonna
scaredy
be there?
Cat. No, I'm totally
okay.
Scaredy cat. Yeah.
Well, it's a good analogy for us in sharing our faith. I think there's so many Christians that just are non-confrontational. They don't want to be challenged in their beliefs. They just, you do your thing, I'll do mine, and we'll be fine. But that's not what we're called to, is it?
No, not at all. And when we talk about faith is like skydiving, if you're going to jump out of a plane, you check out the plane, you check out the pilot, the company, the statistics, the parachute, all of the gear, you check that out so that you're not just jumping out of a plane blindly. You've looked at the evidence that you're going to be safe, and yet you still got to open the door and jump. There's no guarantees. And that's the first analogy in the book, an analogy for faith. But I think it also applies, Ted, as you were saying, to your willingness to talk with folks who are skeptics and might have some tough questions about the faith.
Well, we have some of those questions prepared.
Oh,
and so we are going to fire
I'm
them
on the
at
spot
you.
Now.
Yeah. We are going to act like the skeptics, and then just because I think it's really important that we handle some of those common questions, and you outline them in your book too. Just how do we give a good response to that? And I think there's some great analogies that you've got in here, and I want to find out more about the handles and hooks.
Yeah, handles and hooks. That's good.
So we'll be back with more. Rick Mattson, our guest this morning. This is Faith Radio Mornings.
Faith Radio Mornings, Creed by Rich Mullins sums up what we believe as Christians. Not everyone believes that, obviously. And we're talking today with Rick Mattson in studio. He is an apologetic specialist for InterVarsity Christian Fellowship and author of the new book, Faith is Like Skydiving and Other Memorable Images for Dialogue with Seekers and Skeptics.
Rick, you play this game or have these sessions, perhaps we should call it better that, you know, but stump the chump.
Stump the chump. Yeah, okay. I'm the chump.
You're the chump. So I thought maybe we would reenact that, because I know I just kind of went down the list of some of the questions that I get, and I just want to see how you would respond to that. The big one is, how can a loving God let fill in the blank, happen? Mm-hmm. How can pain and suffering, how can all of these things happen if there is this loving God?
Yeah. I think the first thing I want to say to a person who's asking that is this a pastoral issue or is it a philosophical one? And, you know, our first job is to care. I just want to do the basics here. I don't want to skip too quickly to the philosophy and skip over just the simple caregiving of a person who's in pain. So I think as Christians, that's the first thing we need to think about and not jump too quickly to the theology or the philosophy. But at some point, the person might want to say, no, I actually want to know, why is God allowing this to happen? And then you want to talk about things like free will. God allowed us to fall away from him. He invited us to be members of his family, and we said no to that. And so I really like this family image that we're invited to be part of the family of God, and we have said no. And so God allows us to suffer the consequences of our rejection of him. And that means we live in a broken world. And I keep getting back to this image of broken world. It's broken people. It's broken mm-hmm. society. It's broken culture. It's broken relationships. It's the whole thing is broken. And in a broken world, bad things are going to happen to good people. So in a conversation then, when you don't necessarily have a lot of time, you can just quickly go to that broken world, baby, broken world. That's mm-hmm. what I think of all the time. And so much of the theology and philosophy of the problem of pain, suffering, and evil can be quickly summarized in that image of broken world.
I appreciate you answering these in a rather short time frame, Rick. I know there's more to it that we could go into, but I want to jump to another one that people struggle with, and that is, well, you Christians, you're all hypocrites. What's your response to that?
Well, I would say, yeah, that's largely true. my mom pressed that on me the other day. We were talking, and she and I have a good relationship. And I said, yeah, Mom, I know. We know that we're sinners. That's why we're in church, mm-hmm. that the church really is a hospital for sinners. But I also want to respond in these situations by saying that people misuse religion. It's not always religion's fault. And so the image that I like to use is if I go out and pound dents in your car with a hammer, mm-hmm. do you blame the hammer? No, you blame the person who misused the hammer. People are sinful. And when people use religion to bring harm to other people, that's the fault of the people, not the religion. So, Ted, don't blame the hammer.
Okay, thanks.
Well, and speaking of religions, you know, why is this such a big deal that we should have separate religions? Because don't we all worship the same God?
Yeah.
Do you hear that one?
I get that all the time. I'm college campuses. Yeah, people have this notion that there's one God and many pathways up the mountain to God. And so the image that I like to use is one of books. If you had a series of books whose covers looked similar, you'd say that, they're all teaching the same thing. It's when you open the covers of the books and actually read the contents inside that you see that these books are telling radical different stories about reality. So if you think of each religion, Islam and Buddhism and Hinduism and so forth, as being one of these books, when you actually open the book and read the what's inside, they tell very divergent stories about the nature of reality. And then you find out that all these religions, they're not as the same as we thought they were. They're sort of the same on the surface, but when you dig into them, they are very different from each other. And it's those contradictions and those differences, those distinctives, you might say, that are what that's what's really important, and kind of defeat this notion that, hey, it's just we're all going up the same mountain to reach the same God. That's really not the case.
Of course, for believers, the Bible is our source, and people have issues with that. They say it's not accurate. In 60 seconds, if you can, what's your thought on that?
Oh, in 60 seconds?
Yeah, I know. There you go. It's a challenge.
How about 60 hours, Ted?
Yeah, really. Stump the chump in 60
right.
seconds or less.
I think the first thing to do is to establish the historical reliability of the Gospels. Go to Jesus. That's your number one thing. There's lots of good apologetic material out there. Lee Strobel and a lot of other people have written good material on that. First establish that, then ask the question, well, what did this Jesus, this historically reliable Jesus, this accurate Jesus we have in the New Testament, what did he think about the other scriptures? So Jesus' view of the Old Testament should be my view of the Old Testament. Hey, am I smarter than Jesus? No, whatever his view of the Old Testament was, that should be my view. And then Jesus look forward to the writing of the New Testament. He commissioned his apostles to remember his words and to write them down. So what is his view of that? He believed it, therefore I believe it. Again, am I smarter than Jesus? No, I get my cues about what to think about the scriptures from Jesus himself. Was that 60 seconds, Ted?
That's really good.
I need 60 hours on that.
I know.
Good job.
Well, Rick, we are out of time already, but we do have several copies of your book, and I think this is such a great tool that we can share with our listeners, too, and using love in all these discussions,
Definitely, too, is so
important. So.
Respect the people that you're talking with, and they'll probably respect you back. But even if they don't, still love them.
Yeah.
Good words. Thanks
awesome.
For coming
Thank
in.
You.
Rick Madsen, again, our guest. The book is Faith is Like Skydiving. We have it linked up at myfaithradio.com, and we'll give some away.
Call us now to be part of the drawing, 877-933-2484. It's 877-93-FAITH.
We'll be back in a moment and hear from Austin Hill. Give us a preview of his show tomorrow, coming up next.